From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's Here and Now. The Federal Communications Commission has approved a plan to spend $2 billion to boost Wi-Fi service in schools and libraries across the country. FCC Chair Tom Wheeler said at a hearing last week that 10 million kids will be connected next year who otherwise wouldn't. President Obama has set a goal of expanding broadband access to 99% of U.S. students, but some teachers' unions say the FCC's plan doesn't go far enough. Bonnie Cha is a reporter with the tech news site Recode, and she joins us from KQED in San Francisco. Bonnie, welcome.
Thank you very much, Meghna.
So first of all, this program modernizes something known as the E-rate program. What exactly is that, and how would this new FCC plan change it?
Right. So the E-rate program is a federal program for helping schools and libraries get affordable telecommunications and internet access. And last Friday, the FCC voted to approve a plan to spend, like you said, $2 billion to boost internet connectivity in schools and libraries over the next 2 years. This is a bit different where before they were spending money on technologies like landline phones and pagers, which is obviously kind of phasing out.
Right. And so where is this additional $2 billion going to come from?
Right. So for 2015 and 2016, the FCC has freed up $2 billion from unspent funding reserves. But they've committed to spend $5 billion for Wi-Fi over the next few years. And that's where the question of where that additional money is going to come from after that $2 billion. Commissioner Tom Wheeler expects it to come from eliminating wasteful spending in the current program, like phasing out those old technologies. But there's definitely concerns that the proposal doesn't really identify that source of money for the future, and it'll end up coming at a taxpayer's cost.
I see. So that actually gets us to some of the key criticism of this plan by the FCC, because the E-rate program, if I understand correctly, is actually paid for in part, or if not in whole, by fees that telecom providers charge customers, that universal service fee.
And, right.
Yeah. And Ajit Pai, one of the Republicans on the commission, has said that basically that means that Americans could see their phone bills increase.
Right. So if you look at your phone bill now, you'll see something called a universal service fee. And the E-rate program is part of a bigger federal program called the Universal Service Fund, which was designed to give rural and low-income Americans phone and internet access. And that's built into your phone fee. And so, again, Republican Commissioner Ajit Pai is concerned that without that identified source of funding for future, it's going to increase our phone bills.
Okay, so he's obviously not a fan because of the pure financial reasons. But as we mentioned earlier, there are concerns from schools and teachers' unions. What are their problems with this issue, with this plan?
Sure. So they have a couple of issues. The National PTA and Teachers Union, they wanted the FCC to increase the size of the E-rate fund to help cover the cost of internet access to more schools. But they're also concerned with the same issue of where that future funding will come from, and they're also afraid that this proposal might hurt poorer and rural schools.
And how would it hurt poorer and rural schools?
The way the program is now, they've proposed to allocate funds to schools and libraries based on the number of students or the physical size of the library. And, many believe that this will put those in rural areas at a disadvantage who have less students or smaller schools. And so they believe there should be a more equitable way to distribute these funds, whether it's based on need, locale, or level of poverty.
Okay. But nevertheless, the FCC Chair Tom Wheeler, as we said earlier, says that, according to him, 10 million kids will be connected next year who otherwise wouldn't through this plan. Bonnie Cha, reporter with the tech news site Recode. Great to talk to you. Thanks so much, Bonnie.
Thanks so much for having me, Meghna.
You're listening to Here and Now.